This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am, but Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey guys, it's Eric.
And Jeff.
From It's The Real.
And this week we took over Billboard's The Juice podcast and spoke to YG.
And we discussed a lot of things.
Right, about how he got snubbed at the Grammys.
About his new movie Blame It On The Streets.
And about how he got hacked.
So enjoy.
Listen, My Crazy Life was our pick for Album of the Year.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, so Billboard asked us to write our top 10 list, which was their top 10 list.
Oh, okay.
We chose your album as number one. It was the best album of the year. And it's full of, it's rich with, you know, tales of your home invasion history.
Mm-hmm. But it Grammys, was not nominated for a Grammy.
Which yeah. must mean this is the first time that you've been robbed, right?
Yeah. Probably second or third. Yeah, for sure.
I thought that I thought your tweet was pretty spot on when you were just like, LOL, WTF.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
So what happens? You wake up that morning. Were you expecting?
Yeah, anything? We was overseas, and you feel me? The time different. So I think when it's like 12 in the afternoon, it's probably like, I forgot. You feel me? It was like 8 hours off though.
Yeah.
So I was woke. You feel me? The whole like I ain't go to sleep. I stayed up, and then the homie told me they was gonna announce, you feel me, the nominees at 2 p.m. So I fell asleep, and then I woke up. Bad news. I was sad the whole day.
How do you feel now?
I was sad for like 2 days. I was turned down. Mm. I was turned down. You said how I feel?
Yeah, how do you feel now?
Oh, man, shit. It is what it is, you feel me?
Yeah.
Next year. But, you know, the Grammys, though, they, you feel me, they do that to, like, certain artists. Like, Snoop went through that. Jay-Z went through that. I guess you just got to keep coming.
But obviously you're going to be rooting for Iggy Azalea. I mean, she is, she's dating a Laker, so I mean, like, she's
LA,
part of the,
sure.
She's part of the home team.
Yeah.
Hey, that's the home girl I'm rooting for.
All
right. Like schoolboy.
Q.
Yeah. Anybody LA based. What are you going to do that night, by the way, besides not watch the Grammys?
Hey, when is the Grammys?
February 8th, maybe?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to be gone, probably working on some projects or something.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm going to watch that shit.
You going to hate watch it? Like, give you sort of inspiration for whatever comes next?
Hey, they don't even announce the best rap album on TV, though, right?
No, they announce
it. I think they do.
No. Last year, they didn't announce
really?
It.
Really?
Oh, right. It was like a pre-thing.
Yeah.
Well, no. Album is during the program, and then song is not or something?
Maybe.
I don't know.
It's just a
mess. Last year, when Macklemore won,
yep.
They didn't have it on TV.
You were, yeah. But you were probably turned down for a couple days after that as well, right?
Yeah, I was hot after that, too. I ain't got nothing against Macklemore, but Kendrick had the best rap album, though.
No, I agree.
Are you going to get a text
message this year? But Macklemore had a big, like, he had a gang of big records and, like, good videos, though, for sure.
Sure.
Yeah.
Have you listened to any of the other Grammy-nominated albums?
I listened to Q album. I listened to Iggy album. I listened to Wiz album.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't listened to Eminem album. I ain't listen to Cameron album or I ain't listen to Childish Gambino album.
What do you listen to on like a cross country flight?
Or
are you watching TV?
Or are you sleeping?
Yeah.
I'm asleep. Yeah.
Are you good with sleeping on a plane?
Yeah.
I'm not. I can't do it.
I'm better sleeping on a plane than being woke.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hell yeah, that turbulence started going down. You feel me? I don't fuck with that.
Yeah. I feel like you're a tall guy too. Like I feel.
Oh, no leg room.
No leg room.
He's no leg room.
That's tough.
Yeah. All right, so you're going on tour with Ferg, and Nipsey's obviously going to join you in New York.
Yeah.
But hip-hop is about competition, so what's one thing that you're better at than both of them?
Y'all messy. You said, what's one thing I'm better at than them? Being myself.
All right. I mean, I would say that Ferg is definitely not as good at being you as...
That is true. Right. If Ferg tried to play you and Blame It on the Streets, he would be terrible.
Exactly. Right.
Just shorter. An awful... He would be. Yeah, it's true.
Not convincing.
Yeah. Did you? So speaking of Blame It on the Streets, you just put that out yesterday.
Yeah.
Saw pictures of you buying your own copies, right?
Yeah.
Where'd you go to get those?
Oh, we went to Target, but they only had like 4 left on the shelf.
That's good.
So we just got the 4.
That's really good.
There's no blue in that logo, so you're good.
Yeah. But so you put the movie out and you put the soundtrack out, obviously, and you played yourself in the movie. How much research did you have to put in to play yourself?
Like how much research on what?
On playing YG.
I just pulled it up to the movie set. Started doing my thing.
We want to talk to you about your first movie.
Yeah.
Because this wasn't your first movie. We want to talk about the first movie. Let's talk about your second movie, I guess. Mac and Devin go to high school. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. What's up?
So you played Smoker Number 2. was that a stretch?
Career defining role.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Hey, I was high as fuck.
Did it make more sense, the script, when you were high, or less sense?
Well, we ain't really had no script. Like we was extra smoking. We ain't really had.
Did you
no
have a trailer
script.
At least?
Nah, I ain't had no trailer either.
Man.
Nah, hell no. Nah. Especially back then, I ain't had no trailer.
Man,
Smoker Number 2 doesn't get a trailer, but this one for your new movie, it did. You did have a trailer, I'm guessing.
Yeah, we had a trailer on some of the setups. We really shot it. It was like guerrilla style. Like how we shot the movie.
Yeah.
Like it was guerrilla style. We pull up in our car. We sit in the car until it's time for us to shoot.
So you're driving down the street in that Buick or whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
Being chased by a cop car with lights on.
I think it was a Monte Barlo.
There was a... No, that was a different car.
Right.
There was no forewarning. There were no signs that said, like, we're going to be filming here. You were just going down different streets?
Yeah, no. Some locations we had permits.
Yeah.
Some we didn't have permits. So the police would come try to shut us down.
Really?
Shut us down. Yeah, we have to move. Yeah.
Man.
Hell yeah.
But you're one of the producers, so that's on you.
Yeah, so that's on me. So I had to pay extra money.
Did you really?
Hell yeah.
Man.
I had to put up almost half of the money for the movie.
Really?
Uh-huh.
So how long did it take you to film?
Like 7-8 days.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
For a half an hour movie, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
And there was a script for this one.
Yeah, I wrote it.
Did you have craft services?
You said who services?
You have craft services, food?
Oh.
Out there?
Yeah, hell yeah. Yeah, my mama was cooking and all that too.
For real?
Catering.
That's awesome. Yeah. Did you have to pay her?
Yeah.
All right. She's union?
No.
Nah.
was everybody else in the movie an actor, or are they just like people that you know, or?
Oh, I had the homie Slim, you feel me? This Slim.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
the
movie. Totally.
I recognize him.
Yes.
Yeah, that's the homie. And then I had two more homies. I had the homie Ace and the homie TC. Slim and TC, artist. And then Ace, the homie. And then everybody else was like actors who we casted.
That's awesome.
You had Rick Gonzalez up in there.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Jay Yorker. And then we had some little models that's upcoming.
Yep.
We had the girl named, what's her name? Camila. She was on like the Bad Girls Club. Jasmine J up, little popping little model.
Here's the biggest question about Blame It on the Streets. Why is everyone mad at YG?
Why is everybody mad at YG?
Everyone's mad at YG in that movie.
Yeah.
I feel like besides Ben
everybody
Ball,
mad at me.
Yeah. Like man. The girls walking down the street are being chased by the two guys, right?
Yeah.
They don't like you.
Yeah.
And then I feel like
the people who were after you, they don't like you.
Right. Even one of your friends, when he tries to share in what you guys get from the home invasion, he's not happy with you. There's a lot of people who are not happy with
you. Oh, no. Yeah, no, it's just, you feel me? That's how it goes sometimes. But like, we most hated, though. So we got, like, we got enemies. We got real enemies.
Your first girl is your enemy. She's not happy.
Right.
Yeah.
She drops you out.
Nobody happy.
No, not happy.
Yeah. So, you feel me? Yeah, that's just what it is. I just gave you that side. You feel me? Everybody hate me. Most hated.
There you go.
Yeah, that sounds like a third album or something.
What's your second album called?
I don't know.
For real?
Yeah. All
right.
Are you working on it already?
Or maybe I do.
No, yeah, no, man. That's what I'm saying.
Nah.
Did you see McConan was on,
he did a morning show.
Yeah, he did the Hot 97 interview with Ebro and them. And he kept dropping the name Red Dragon. He's like, I'm the Red Dragon. And they give like excuses as to like.
Right, like it didn't like make much sense.
But I'm convinced that he's going to name his next album Red Dragon. Like, right. You drop something enough, you try to get into people's heads.
Like, he was trying to cow them.
Right, that, yeah. Exactly.
Where it's like, I changed a lot. And it's like, I don't know what that has to do with this conversation. Like, you're just saying that for no reason.
Yeah. I changed a lot.
A lot.
Yo, is that the name of your next album?
That nigga Caliber said that for like 6 months.
Huh? Yeah, yeah. Oh, my God. It was supposed to come out in December, by the way.
Oh, so it came out yet?
No, it didn't come out yet.
Didn't come out?
No.
All right.
No. Hottest on the urban charts or whatever, though.
That one. Oh, yeah, the song.
That
yeah,
song.
Yeah.
Did you see the video?
Yeah.
No, the video.
How come you weren't singing on it? Your voice is too good.
I don't think so.
He didn't invite you?
Yeah, he didn't invite me.
All right, so, you know, obviously paying attention to your raps, your lyrics, and I guess, like, a lot of Bloods do this, you don't say the letter C when it comes to, like, Bracken or, like, Monty Barlow and all this stuff. Does that get exhausting for you, like, thinking ahead?
Nah, it's regular for us.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we had conversations, and sometimes we say words with C's. It's just like, sometimes we don't.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You hear me? And then you got some homies who don't say words with C's.
Yeah.
Who don't say it at all.
It's
normal.
Does all this mean that Ben Baller's real name is Ken Caller?
That is a good question.
Hey, no, his name Ben Baller. That was funny.
Okay, so, like, you know, white people come up to you all the time and they're saying, like, what's Bracken and all this stuff. Is that, like, weird for you? Is that, like, are you like, what have I opened up? Like, what have I done?
Nah, I'm just being me. And they fuck with YG, so yeah. They fuck with how I talk, how I walk, how I dress, and all that.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? That's what it come with.
Listening to My Crazy Life, it's so clear the effect that your lyrics mixed with Mustard's musical accompaniment did for the whole project. But I think a really important part of the whole process was you guys teaming up with Sycamore and the sort of shape that he helped, you know.
Right, like he made it into a movie.
Yeah, like essentially.
Like you guys did.
Yeah. Yeah. Can you talk about Sycamore's involvement?
Yeah, no, Sick. Sick had a lot to do with the album. He like I come up with a concept and then he'd help me like really, like, you feel me, go all the way there with the concept, like detail each song, you feel me, like dig real deep, like just paint the picture right and all that. And then he helped me with the singles and stuff because, like, I was like the Who Do You Love mm-hmm. beat,
mm-hmm.
like they played the beat for me, and I'm like, I fuck with it, but I'm not about to rap on it though. You feel me? I would say that for a long time. And then they kept saying, you need to do this shit, you need to do this shit. So I went in and I did it.
Yeah.
And you feel me, that was a big record.
Yeah.
And
who made that phone call to Drake?
Me. Nah, Drake said, he been saying, like he was gonna do something with me and all that. So I hit him, I'm like, hey, I think I got some shit for you. He like sent it to me. I sent him the beat, he was like, this shit hard. Yeah. Like, he did his verse, he called me excited, like, hey, man, this shit about to go up. I'm like, okay, for sure. Yeah.
And you knew from that point that that was one of the singles?
Yeah, hell yeah. Because, yeah, first of all, it's a wild.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door.
Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
IG record, because it's some club with the bounce and all that. And then the hook was like, it was a catchy, like, you feel me, like a chant, sing-along, like, situation. Then you got Drake on it. Yeah. You know, the labels, like, whatever you get Drake on, you feel me, they gonna go try to work it on the radio anyways. You feel me? Matter of fact, the label was trying to make me put out the Who Do You Love record first with Drake. But I'm like, I'm not about to, my first single ain't about to have Drake on it, because I'm gonna look like, you feel me?
Like, right. Like, you're, like, just aiming for that.
Yeah, like,
it's better that way.
Like, yeah, like, yeah, I got records. I do this shit. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, so.
But when that hit.
No, when that shit hit, then it got leaked. When it dropped, it got leaked. Mm. Somebody leaked that shit, like a fan. Did some crazy shit up in the email, shit, and leaked that shit. But that had me hot a little bit. But,
so you guys don't do the whole thing like Kanye and Jay did, where it's just like you walk with
your hard drive, just like with you?
With you, yeah.
No, yeah. I take my hard drive with me, but like we had the song, and then I got hit up from an email that was @gmail.com.
Suspicious,
but I ain't really recognizing until after I sent the song off. Mm. You feel me? Somebody hit me from a Canada number. They text me like, we in the studio with Birdman, you feel me? This Oliver's drink manager. I need to send me the song because Birdman want to hear it. You feel me? They said they was at a show and they left the show, so they don't got none of their shit. You feel me? So he like sent me the song, and he sent me that email, and then the number. I checked the number, it was a Canada number, so yeah. I'm like, all right. So I sent it, and then I hit up Future. I'm like,
the DJ.
Yeah. I said, hey, fucking Oliver. I just sent Oliver the little song for Drake. I mean, for y'all to listen to. And then Future had just sent me his email too, so I'm looking at his shit. His shit say Future at. Yeah. I'm like, if this nigga got a, you feel me?
Yeah.
Why the fuck the manager don't got it? So I start hitting nigga back, man.
Oh, so you did get robbed. This is one of the times you got robbed.
I got robbed. And you know, I got robbed for the sound, too.
Man.
Niggas be coming try to take the whole swag. Yeah.
So but, that comes out online and word gets back to you?
No. I found out. I got to the bottom of it before it came out online. You feel me?
Damn.
Like when we was like getting to the bottom of it, like he had already sent it to some of his DJ friends. So we had to find out who these DJs was and hit him up.
Yeah. With a bottle.
So the song, right. he had the song like November, December last year. But the song got leaked in like January, like late January. Man. You feel me? So
they just sat on it.
Yeah, because we had him scared a little bit.
Sure.
Yeah, we told nigga, leak this shit, we gonna come for your ass, nigga.
Cross the border.
I know.
Yeah, he was like a little fan, though, from Canada. Little fan.
Man.
And Nipsey gave me the nigga number.
Is he friends with Nipsey?
No, he was acting like he was somebody else to Nipsey. Mm-hmm. You feel me, the whole time. So he played Nipsey, and then he played me, too.
Yo, who are these hackers who have, like, direct lines to YG and Nipsey? And
man, they be on that damn Instagram with verified pages, all type of shit. Shit crazy.
2014.
Yeah. On Twitter, I mean. Hmm.
All right, so there are 88 keys on a keyboard.
88.
Mm-hmm.
I see where this is going.
How many of them do you think that DJ Mustard has played?
Hey, you heard what he said? Hey, repeat that.
There are 88 keys on a keyboard. How many of them do you think DJ Mustard has ever used?
Hey, no, Mustard be going to work.
Of course. Yeah, yeah. Of course.
He go to work, man.
Yo, he got robbed. Producer of the year.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Man.
He definitely had the sound of the year.
I feel like you guys should just avoid the Grammys. Don't go near Staples Center. Don't even, like, think about it that day. You should just be, like, somewhere else.
I don't go to no award shows if I ain't got nothing to do with them.
Yeah.
Already, so I won't be there for sure.
You won't show up in, like, on the top of the Fergie bus or anything. Like, no entrances yeah. like that. Like, avoid it. Stay away.
Oh, shit.
All right, music and film are obviously two mediums that you've used to tell your story, right?
Yeah, that.
Are there any other mediums that sort of appeal to you, different, like, art forms that you would use to sort of, you know, tell your story in a different way, whether that's, like, I don't know, doing...
Like a book or...
Yeah, writing a book or...
Yeah, I had ideas of writing a book.
Yeah?
Yeah. Hey, you already said movies and music, though.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, the movie shit, but... You know what it is. But the book, though, I had an idea about writing a book.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, for sure.
Like a Twilight series?
I know,
that is
you know
blood related.
Yes, thank you.
Twilight is yes. blood related.
I want to write books about motherfucking stories I know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like Hoe Bitches and Shit.
Of course.
Is that the yeah. title?
Hoe Bitches.
Hoe Bitches and shit.
No, it's like, probably be like, Why I Gave It Up. Why give it up?
So when you're working on you know, your next album and everything, like, are you watching movies? Are you, like, how do you get into whatever zone you have to get into?
Do you stop listening to other people's music so you don't,
I go,
like,
move away from I move out of LA. I don't record my album in LA.
Mm-hmm. You did My Crazy Life a little bit in Atlanta, right?
Yeah, I did majority of it up in Atlanta.
Yeah.
Why is that?
Because I can't focus in LA.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I go move to wherever I'm gonna move to. Last year I went to Atlanta. You feel me? This year I'm gonna be in Atlanta, I'm gonna be out here, I'm gonna be all over. You feel me? You just get in that zone.
That's dope.
Like, whatever your album is, like the concept, you feel me, you gotta go there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Go so all the way there.
Is it true that this movie, Blame It on the Streets, was supposed to come out originally with My Crazy Life? Yeah. Or at the same time?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have another movie in mind for the next album, or
well,
is that
this
something?
One also, it's only like half an hour long,
right?
And it definitely ends at a point where it could go on longer. So, mm-hmm. like, did you? Is there a sequel in the works?
No, not right now.
And also, like, how do you? Are you coming at this new album or the idea of a new album still talking about stuff that you've experienced in the past, or like, does it start basically from, like, this last year? Because you've gone through a lot of changes, obviously. Like, you blew up this year. Like,
yeah, I ain't really about to start talking about you feel me blowing up and all that
yeah,
type
yeah.
of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably going to come later on in life.
Yeah. How much have things changed? Did you go home for Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
Were people acting the same or different than, like,
I just spent Thanksgiving with my, like, you feel me, my household family.
Oh, good, okay. Mm-hmm.
Like, my mama, brother, sister.
Yeah, 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 okay.
Yeah. Like,
so they understand what's going on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not like with our family and it's like, I don't really get what you do.
Yeah. They understand, and now they really understand.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, by the way, how was playing Made in America, L.A., and then Philly the next day?
L.A. shit was crazy.
Yeah. Well, we saw you in Philly, and we thought you were dope.
Yeah.
Were you,
Philly shit was popping,
were you
too.
Exhausted, though?
Nah, I wasn't exhausted. I didn't even know Philly was going to be, you feel me, that popping for me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It was popping, it was rocking with me. And I was only, like, the only, like, rap, like, the urban.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
All the way urban.
100%.
Artists on this festival.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was, like, me and Pharrell.
I know.
Yeah.
But, like, you feel me, he on some...
Happy, yeah.
Yeah.
And is that where you connected with the neighborhood? Because they were on the same stage, right?
Nah, I mean, I think they was on the same stage, yeah. but already connected with them before. Yeah.
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 And you played there on Sunday, and you got out before the rain, which was great.
No, we was there up in the rain and all that. Oh, all right. Oh, we stayed to watch For Real show.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we were there. So we went down with our brother, and... you know, when they shut the whole place down when there was thunder, right? And they're like, just leave the whole park, right? Go back to the hotel, go back, whatever. And so at a certain point, Jeff was just like, I'm done. Like, I'm a rap. I'm not going to go out there. Because there was a chance that they would let people back.
And they were streaming it online.
Yeah.
But I'm like, no, I'm going to go out there. I'm sure the rain will stop at some point. Stayed out in the rain during the whole Pharrell set. Like, but by the time it was like anyone else, I was like, screw it. Like, that's it.
Yeah, that shit was popping.
Yeah. Pharrell was dope, though. But you killed that set. So you didn't know that it was going to be like that.
Hell no, I ain't know.
Yeah.
I was nervous.
Really?
Hell yeah.
But the LA one, you were cool with it.
Yeah, I was, man, what?
You actually just got, I don't know if Eric knows, this was just announced, you got the Man of the Year for The Source.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's
tough. You, DJ Mustard, and Ty Dolla $ign.
That's really good.
It's a good look. And it looks like the old like Death Row cover.
Oh, for real? With
the
black background and everything?
Yeah.
That's real cool.
Can you speak about that? Like, does that mean, what does that mean to you?
Shit, that's a blessing. Mm. Feel me? Yeah. First little, how many covers I got? I got Dub Magazine cover.
Mm-hmm.
So that's like the real official like rap magazine cover.
Yeah.
For me, for them too.
That's awesome.
So that's big.
Yo, for you three.
I think Ty got I think Ty was on the Fader cover.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. But yeah. for you three specifically to come up together and succeed together and continue
around the same time.
Yeah. That's wild, right?
Yeah. It's wild.
Like, you guys ever just, like, sort of sit in the studio and be like, I can't believe this past year?
Yeah, we were like just up in the studio the other night, like, two nights ago.
Man.
Ty was playing his album shit, and then Muscle was playing a mixtape he doing with his artist and my artist. And, yeah.
Which artist is that?
His artist, Royce, and my artist, RJ.
Nice.
And they're dropping the tape January 12th called Rich Off Mackie. Yeah, so he was playing the records, and then Ty was playing it out. I'm like, okay, yeah, this shit crazy. Yeah, this year just been for everybody, for Ty, for me and Mustard. Everybody been doing their thing. Ty had like two big songs.
Mm.
I had two with the album. Mustard had like 10 goddamn. He got like 10 plaques and shit this year. Yeah.
All right, so 2014 has been pretty good.
Yeah, it's for sure.
Right. Was there any point like, you know, 2000... I mean, it's hard to say because, like, you've had so much success, like, in mixtapes, especially, like, online, like, and probably in the streets. But, like, did you ever feel like there was any point where you're just like, I might be crazy, that like, maybe this isn't going as fast as I want it to go, that maybe...
Hell yeah, I feel like, yeah.
A couple years over
like,
at
the
label?
When the sound, like, when we came with the sound, and then, you feel me, the homie start getting placements with other artists, and the artist was rapping like me, it sounded like, you feel me, some YG shit.
Yeah.
I was mad, like, hold on, man, fuck that. Like, I was hot, like, you feel me, I wanted my shit to hurry and pop, but it didn't. I had to continue. I had to put out two more tapes, and then I started working on the album and all that shit. So, yeah.
Couple more. Oh, you have one more?
Yeah. So I saw also today Complex had like a roundtable discussion. They were just like, man, like YG might be Rookie of the Year. And I'm like, but YG's been like at this for a while. Like, do you consider yourself a rookie in the game?
Yeah.
Because it's your first album.
Like, they're looking at it like Major League Baseball, where it's just like you've done your work in the minors. Now your first album comes out, like technically.
Yeah, if you feel me, that's how they plan it off of the first album shit. For sure. I ain't a rookie. No, I ain't tripping. Like, you feel me? It's my first album, so I ain't tripping about the rookie shit.
Yeah.
But it's like, I know what I could do. I know what I've been doing.
Mm.
Like, so it's whatever. Like, I ain't tripping about what they talking about.
Yeah.
I need all that promo anyways. Yeah.
That's what lists are really for, just to, like, spark arguments and get people talking.
Yeah, I need all that.
All right, so 2015 is really just around the corner. Do you have things already in the works, things set up?
Yeah, I got shit in the works.
So you're ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right.
I'm well ready.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.